Warning, the information and opinions within are solely the views of the individuals involved, contains content not suitable for anyone.
Thank you for listening to or watching the Blockware Beat podcast, recorded on Tuesday the 30th of April at about, 7 p.m. AEST. On this week's show, the crypto coaster is rolling back down again. A dog breed is now protected on the blockchain. Russia is working to ban crypto. Upland's Q2 AMA Live. Disney's 360 degrees metaverse treadmill. Jobs most likely to be replaced by AI. AI deciphers ancient scroll. Adidas unveils exclusive NFT sneaker line, and Ubisoft returns to Web3 gaming. Plus, as always, we ground ourselves with some real-world insights with a few doses of reality from the Mitsudiverse. Let's start things off by taking a look at what's currently happening in some of the crypto markets. And yes, the week in crypto market, we're back on the downward slide for the crypto coaster. Cryptocurrency markets saw a decrease in the global market cap, falling by 4.3% to $2.33 trillion. Bitcoin's dominance slightly declined by 0.4%, settling at 53.4%. The market sentiment, as reflected by the Fear and Greed Index, shifted from greed at 65 last week back to a more neutral stance at 58 this week. In specific currency movements, well, Bitcoin experienced a 4.8% decline, adjusting to a new price of $63,145 at the time of my snapshot, while Ethereum, mind you, showed a minor drop of 0.4%, trading at $3,156. Notably, some altcoins underwent significant fluctuations. Cardano dropped 14.6%, reducing to 45 cents. Engine fell by 15.7%, now priced at 30 cents. And on the positive side, my beloved Tron has bucked the trend. Yes, it's weird how that always seems to happen. Tron had a 7% increase, now trading at 0.121 USD. Other major movers include Solana, which dropped by 13.9% to $135 and change, and Shiba Inu down by 12.2%. Moving on to the blockchain cryptocurrency news, the Akita Inu Preservation Society in Japan has begun issuing digital pedigree certificates using blockchain tech to combat forgery and streamline processes for dog owners, partnering with local IT firm Meta Akita Inc. and US-based Heirloom Inc., the society aims to enhance authenticity and convenience for owners of the prized Akita dog breed. Prompted by increased overseas membership and reports of forged pedigree documents in China, the society opted for blockchain. The initiative seeks to provide peace of mind to owners by ensuring the purity of their dogs. The digitalization of a document management and issuer's process system is expected to make certificate delivery faster and more reliable. This move echoes previous applications of blockchain tech, such as India's adoption of Legit Doc in 2021 to combat certificate forgery cases. Very interesting, that one. I would imagine that kind of system forgery protection is going to bleed over into a whole bunch of things, you know, NFTs and whatnot as well. So very interesting. All right, in other blockchain crypto news, Russia's State Duma Committee on the Financial Market, under the guidance of Anatoly Askakov, he's making headlines with plans for a sweeping ban on cryptocurrency circulation. The goal? To fortify the ruble's supremacy and rein in the crypto frenzy. Old Mate stresses that only homegrown digital assets and digital rubles will get the green light, emphasizing the ruble's pivotal role as the national currency. But, as always, there's a twist. Exemptions are in place for crypto miners and central bank projects, crucial players in foreign trade. The announcement has sparked lively debate nationwide, with demands for digital encoded regulations echoing through the chambers. While Russia's ban might not rattle the global market like China's did, recent market wobbles hint at its potential impact alongside rising geopolitical tensions, of course. Right, moving on to the Upland Metaverse news. In the latest Upland AMA, we had X1, Idan, and Danny engage with the community, addressing a variety of topics from the Q2 roadmap to the exciting prospects of city openings and the buzz around new features like car travel and season passes. They highlighted the airdrop platform's success and hinted at future chapters that promise to enhance multiplier effects for players' engagement. One revelation was the progressive decentralization strategy Upland is adopting, balancing economic stability with a gradual opening of the platform. Hoping to see a lot more to do with that this year. Also, Sparklet's upcoming launch and the potential for wider adoption were discussed, with anticipation as well as developer grants to promote creative current contributions from the community. Well, what about all the ones that are underway, like the mini game projects and all that? I don't believe there was any update on that. What else do they talk about? Landmarks and monuments receive special attention with plans for unique 3D experiences and gamification loops to enhance player interaction. Yes, but what about the old 3D statues for getting to, what was it, executive status? Well, what's the update on those? One of the biggest things, which was, this is very strange for me to find out about this, creator royalties for UGC were confirmed that they're going to be backdated. So ensuring that there's no loss for content creators in the community. Well, what was that whole kerfuffle? Like, what was that, 2 weeks ago? We had that whole drama for nothing. Bizarre. Anyhow. It's glad, I mean, it is positive, don't get me wrong, but yeah, just unnecessary drama. I hate it. Looking forward, they teased about the addition of trailers to semi-trucks. I mean, is that really a tease? We've been waiting for those for ages. Anyhow, they are in development, which is good news. That'll all come through once cargo movements become a reality, amplifying the logistics gameplay. Yes, hopefully it's a very simplified system. Hopefully we can pay for third-party logistics in that. And hopefully, yeah, I mean, there's so much to be fleshed out there. There's a lot of this is just wait and see. Anyhow, the AMA concluded on a futuristic note, envisioning Upland's role in shaping the open metaverse over the next two decades, hinting at resources like Sparklet extending beyond the game into the broader metaverse economy. The AMA aimed to not only shed light on the immediate future of Upland, but also reassure players of Upland's commitment to growth, innovation, and community engagement. What about yourselves? Did you leave the session informed, excited, and more deeply connected to Upland's unfolding narrative? Let me know in the comments. Moving on. And other metaverse news. Disney Imagineers have unveiled the Holotile, a revolutionary 360-degree treadmill designed for the metaverse. YouTuber and ultimate star MKBHD tested the prototype, showcasing its unique control methods. Gesture control akin to Jedi Knights, PlayStation controller usage, and traditional walking. The Holotile features a floor made of spinning discs, enabling fluid movement in all directions. Unlike existing 360-degree treadmills, there's plenty of them about, the Holotile offers unparalleled freedom of movement. Disney envisions its use beyond gaming, including exploring virtual theme parks, and enhancing training for first responders and military personnel. The device could also revolutionize NFT collection, merging physical activity with virtual experiences. With its potential to transform various industries, the Holotile represents a significant step forward in metaverse tech. Yeah, that sounds really fascinating, that one. All right, racing through in AI news. Experts predict significant job displacement in Australia due to advancing artificial intelligence tech. Automation driven by AI coupled with, I was going to say demonic shifts, that'd be funny, with demographic shifts and environmental goals may lead to the transition of 1.3 million workers to new professions by 2030. And that's in Australia, of course, where our population is quite small, so it's a significant percentage. So yes, by 2030, affecting various sectors such as office support, customer service, sales, and food services. Research indicates that repetitive and technical roles are most vulnerable, with estimates suggesting job losses in retail, banking, accounting, and financial sectors. Positions in administration, call centers, secretarial services, and data entry are also particularly at risk, as AI systems increasingly replicate human tasks. While physical labor roles like mining and construction face lower risk, the demand for AI expertise is surging across industries, creating opportunities for professionals with AI literacy. However, concerns about job displacement and inequality persist globally, with advanced economies like Australia facing heightened risks of AI impact. I can tell you from experience, I was using ChatGPT in a professional role for about 4 hours this afternoon. It worked flawlessly for about 3 of those hours. The last hour of that was just frustrating beyond belief. And that's even with the latest update. ChatGPT-4 now has a memory function where you can tell it to remember specific prompts and whatnot and guidelines, but it still just starts doing whatever the hell it wants at some stage. And you say, I get in the habit of stopping it and saying, why did I stop you? And it tells you exactly why you stopped it. I'm like, yeah, so why did you do that? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, very frustrating. Anyhow, moving on. In other AI news, this is very interesting, this one. The widespread implications of this are going to be truly fascinating. I did catch, just on a side note before we get into it, I did catch it might have been from a week or two ago, Joe Rogan podcast, where he was talking to a guy about the moon landings being faked, and Google's AI was used to point out how many of the images were potentially fake ones. This whole avenue is supremely fascinating, I think. So yes, AI continues to revolutionize historical research, as demonstrated by the University of Pisa's recent breakthrough in deciphering a papyrus scroll from Herculaneum, a town near Pompeii, using AI tech. The scroll, part of a collection found in the villa of Papyri, or however you say it, revealed insights about Plato's final resting place and corrected historical inaccuracies about his life. Utilizing infrared hyperspectral imaging and optical coherence tomography, researchers decoded approximately 30% of the scroll, uncovering valuable information about ancient history. This discovery underscores the pivotal role of tech in unraveling the mysteries of the past and sheds light on influential individuals and historical periods. This advancement follows the Vesuvius Challenge, a global initiative launched in March 2023 to decode every scroll from Herculaneum, offering potential for further historical revelations. Yeah, really, really fascinating that, if you're into that sort of stuff. Moving on, in NFT news, Adidas ventures into the Web3 arena with Steppen, a fitness app on the Solana blockchain, unveiling the Steppen X Adidas Genesis sneaker collection, featuring 1,000 exclusive NFTs inspired by iconic running shoe designs. This collaboration marks Adidas's strategic move into the digital space, promising subsequent NFT releases and physical merch. The NFT collection debuts on more Steppen's affiliated platform on April 17th, so it's already out there and live. Steppen, known for rewarding physical activities with crypto, sees the partnership as a pioneering digital collaboration. Meanwhile, Adidas celebrates a decade of its Spezial line with the Decade event in Blackburn, England, showcasing the Spezial sneaker archive and releasing a limited edition Spezial, SPZL, by Nightsafe Sneaker to support homeless youths. These initiatives underscore Adidas's commitment to innovation, community engagement, and philanthropy, positioning it at the forefront of Web3 and sneaker culture. I feel like I've been talking about sneakers and NFTs and that sort of stuff for at least a couple of years. I'm surprised that whole system hasn't got a lot further along in development than what this setting up to be. You would think by now there'd be cross collaboration there, you know, in real life stuff and metaversey stuff. I guess it'll all happen soon, eventually, sooner or later. Wait and see. And finally, for the Web3 stuff, in Web3 gaming news, Ubisoft is actively developing games utilizing Web3 tech, with plans to launch titles this year. Old mate Nicholas, who is vice president of the Ubisoft Strategic Innovations Lab and head of blockchain initiative at Ubisoft Entrepreneurs Lab, leads the initiative. Learning from past experiences, Ubisoft now collaborates closely with a community of Web3 enthusiasts and focuses on delivering specific Web3 experiences in upcoming games. The company has expanded its partnerships with blockchain gaming startups and is licensing its IP to Web3 gaming companies. Two Ubisoft Web3 games are expected to be available to the public by the end of the year. Old Mate emphasizes the importance of involving the community from the start of projects and acknowledges that the ever-evolving nature of Web3 gaming is up and away. Ubisoft's focus for 2024 includes releasing games developed in collaboration with the community and exploring new business models in the Web3 gaming ecosystem, particularly in the Asian market. Despite regulatory challenges and varying platform limitations, Ubisoft remains committed to exploring the potential of Web3 gaming and sees it as a vital component of the future gaming landscape. Absolutely, if we can get some big names like that on board and getting it out there, can only bleed across and make things better for everybody else in the space. All right, moving on to some meat certiverse. Now, check out the image in this, and if you're listening on the Spotify, you're just going to miss out on a bit. This is a bit of a funny one, this one. In the Australian meat certiverse news, stricter discipline is making a comeback in Australian classrooms, aiming to curb disruptive behaviour. New guidelines rolled out nationally via teachers with evidence-based strategies aiming to reduce disruptions and create a safe learning environment. This move follows concerns over increasing disruptive behaviour highlighted in a Senate inquiry, with hopes that the national framework will equip teachers to manage such challenges effectively. I had so much fun putting this image together with Dow Lee. Like, look at some of these kids. Their butts have been turned into chairs. And poor old mate here, he doesn't even get a chair. So talk about discipline. Good stuff, Dow Lee. I love it. Hilarious. Right, in the New Zealand Meat Service news, a New Zealand government social housing agency has been ordered to compensate a tenant with $6,000 after enduring terrorising behaviour from her neighbours, who are also social housing clients. The disturbing incidents, including death threats, defecation outside the complainant's door, slash car tyres, fights in hallways, meth use, and harassment from antisocial visitors. And get this, one of the tenants allegedly threw a woman off a second-story balcony, causing significant mental trauma to neighbours who rendered aid until emergency services arrived. Significant mental trauma to the neighbours? What about the poor woman? Anyway, despite multiple complaints, the agency failed to act promptly, leading to the tribunal's ruling, highlighting the challenges of managing disruptive behaviour in social housing communities. Yes, not very good, that one. And this one, this is a doozy. I'll speak about some personal experiences once we get done with the blurb. But in last but not least, in Japanese meat service news, Japanese authorities in the Fujikawaguchi-go, that's a mouthful town, are taking action against troublesome tourists by, get this, installing a massive black barrier to block the view of Mount Fuji, which is, of course, a popular photo spot. The decision comes after tourists, mostly non-Japanese, disregard rules, left litter everywhere, and overcrowded the area, prompting concerns for safety and cleanliness. This move reflects a growing trend in Japan to address over-tourism issues with measures such as restricting access to certain areas and implementing entry fees to popular destinations. Yeah, last year when we were in Japan, we went on a day trip drive with the in-laws to Kyoto and Nara, and it was just packed beyond belief, and the amount of people there just being loudmouth idiots, and yeah, it was cringeworthy beyond belief. So no surprises, but yeah, fancy that. The lengths they're going to have to go to install a massive black barrier to keep people away from their poor little town. But the sad thing is they're just going to move somewhere else and probably continue on with the same behavior. Anyhow, that's the beat for this Blockweb week, and a glimpse into some of the what's currently making the news inside, around, and outside of the metaverse and in the Meatsuiterverse this week. Of course, if you'd like to get yourself in any of the Upland Down Under Metatain productions, or if you have an Upland NFT or metaverse product, service, or event to promote, then send me Ben68 a DM, or get yourself on in the NBA server, which is linked in the description. I'm working on a few things in real life at the moment. That's why I've been slacking off on things like the Upland Down Under Chronicles. I am booked in for another massive tattoo session all day Friday, which means I'll be home and just chilling out Saturday and Sunday. So I'm hoping to catch up on a lot of stuff then. So if there's something I've been meaning to do or something you need me to do, send me a DM, and I've got the entire weekend kind of free. I've been very busy in the Meatsuiterverse, getting the backyard ready and the front yard for some construction work that's getting done very soon, all thanks to USD profits from Upland. All right, that's it. Best of luck if you're getting involved in the collection reveal for Washington, D.C. I will definitely be getting up for that one and see if I can boost my Upland dividends a little bit. Yes, and if I don't catch up with you beforehand, we shall catch up with you on the Upland Down Under podcast. Again, links to all of that is in the NBA Discord server. Catch you later.